සංසාරුකරණ ප්‍රපන්නා ඉන්දේමත්තේ චරණයි යම් ප්‍රජන් තමනුපේ සම්පේ සත්‍යං දෝයිපාණනෝ විරහකා සරයාදි පුත්‍රේති තන්මරත ආතරෝ මිනේදෝ සංතරවෝ සවිදයං තවයි වාස්මින් තවයි මාතුන් නදිමාන සයාදීන ඉති දෙඥානාදී සම්මෙමාම් කරමි අරහනත්තෝ විසල් දුසබන් සප්තං What I told in my
morning.
So that all can understand in very easy language. This would explain the gist of my
ॐ जानस्य जमन्ना शलाकया चक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवै नमः मुखं करोति वाचलं भङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा समहं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दिनकारिणे
यु लैक् यु कैन्
Mr. Gurudev, the last 2 days since he's arrived in Cessna, has been talking exclusively on the glory of Sarasanga, how we should have deep faith in Sarasanga. So we look very carefully at our Bhakti Shastras, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, how much is describing the glories of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and different avatars? Only a very small percentage. But if you look at Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the glories of the devotees are taking 90%
to speak so far. Right? So far.
So far.
That should be some colon, hyphen, some colon. So that we can understand also.
So the glories of Bhagavatam, if we look at it very carefully, 90% is describing the glories of the Bhakta. And especially if we look at the 10th skanda, most is describing the glories of the Brijvasi. So we've heard so many times the last 2 days, Sadhusanga, Sadhusanga, Sarvasastakoi, Labhamasa, Sadhusanga, Sarvasiddhi Hoi. But simply one is that this sloka in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami has 3 times described Sadhusanga, Sadhusanga, Sarvasastakoi. But the conclusion of all the chapters is simply by attaining the association of the bhaktas, one can achieve all types of perfection, siddhi. So we know that of all types of perfection, the highest supreme prema bhakti, the lowest state of Sri Radha Krishna Gandhiva. So, well, one may say we may read the book, and we may read the chapter, and then we will get the same result. But Sukadeva Goswami is saying, no, bhakti sthu bhagavad bhakta sangena parajayate satsanga purvati kriti purva santate. If one has his decree complete, that time he, Krishna, in the heart, Suradam Sarvaridayam, he is situated in the heart of all living entities, and he will arrange for that jiva to have high class of sadhu sangha. Then that sadhu, he will speak Harikatha, and by speaking Harikatha, he will inspire the jiva to perform Bhagavad Bhajan. So I remember one time in 1997, Sri Gurudev was saying that this sloka, that just by a moment association with Jiva Vaishnava, that we can achieve all perfection. He says, but our problem is, what? That we doubt this sloka. But Gurudev was talking about himself, said, but I never doubted. That's why in 25 years I never left the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj. I always stayed close by him. So when Kaliyama Lavanapi, Na Swadam, Na Punabhavam, Bhagavad Sangi Sangasya, Matanam, Kim Ujasaha. That Srimad Bhagavatam Sukadeva Swami is also describing that a moment of association with a pure sadhu cannot be compared to anything. It cannot be compared to the attainment of swaga. It cannot even be attained compared to the attainment of freedom from birth and death. One can speak of anything in this world which is naturally subject to destruction, madhyasaha. But the most associated with pure Vaishnava is so rare and so precious that it is the highest attainment of all. So Krishna Yadi, Kripa Kodi, Kona Bhagavan, that when the Krishna showers mercy on the jiva, what will happen? That Krishna will appear as the sadhu and instruct him on the process of the bhajan. So we are very fortunate, but we should understand what is sadhusanga. That sadhusanga does not just mean to be close to the sadhu. For example, the mosquito is always very attached to the sadhu, but he's simply sucking his blood. So sadhusanga means to imbibe the mood of the sadhu, to completely surrender one's mind, body and words to the lotus feet of that sadhu. Then that sadhu will empower him. Otherwise, without being empowered by sadhu guru, how will it be possible to perform bhajan? So remember that spoke we always sing, Mukum Kuroti Vachalam Pam Gun Langa Chegarim Yakripa Samahambande Sri Guru Dina Tarane. But this verse, that the devotee is complaining, I have no strength in sadhan bhajan, I have no intelligence, I have no knowledge of shastra, I have nothing. But by the mercy of a sadhu, then what? Then that sadhu will empower the heart of the sadhu. And then that time, the lame, the dumb man, he'll become very bhakta, he'll become very expert in speaking harikatha. And the lame man, even though he is crippled, that he can jump high mountains. So actually, this is what we're waiting for. We're in the association of sadhu. So when we are praying to the sadhu, or sadhu, give me that grace to be able to catch your mercy. The sadhu is like a rain cloud, samsara dhavanala vidaloka, sanaya karuna guna ganaswam. The sadhu is pouring mercy on everyone. So we are such rascals, such fools, we cannot catch that mercy. So we are praying to the sadhu, give me that capacity to be able to catch your mercy. Give me that desire to follow in your footsteps, to do bhajan like you're doing bhajan, to follow your guru and sadhu like you are following guru sadhu. So another point, that unless we become a sadhu, how will we be able to do sadhu sangha? Unless I become a bona fide Vaishnava, unless I become a sadhu free from material enjoyment, how will I really be able to do association with the sadhu? So the sadhu is giving many instructions why he wants us to become sadhu. But one is related with sadbhasu, param brahma sri krishna. So Gurudev is saying in Mawalimba, someone asked him for initiation. Guru Maharaj says, no, I have no disciples. That's my wish is that you all become gurus. Means what? That we should also, the Gurudev is wanting us to perform bhajan like he is performing bhajan. The sadhu has only one desire. That one time Srila Gopinathila Sarasvati, Srila Gopinathila, he said, well, the guru wants nothing from you. He only wants you to attain one thing. If you can attain prema bhakti, then the sadhu will be very, very pleased with you. So how will you attain that prema bhakti? By always staying with the sadhu. How will you become qualified? By hook or by crook. You can give your head for sadhu sound. We're praying Vasakhi Sangha out there. Sadhu, I have Ekaki Amana, Hithai Bala, Harinama, Sankirtan. O Vaishnava Thakur, I have no strength to perform Bhagavad Bhajan. So by your infinite grace and mercy, always keep me with you. Always keep me under your protection. Always keep your merciful glance upon me. Then I'll be a perfected human form of life. The someone who neglects sadhu sangha, Mahatribhaviya Kone Kaname Bhakti Naya Krishna Bhakti Dure Rahu Samsana Hishaya. The one who refuses to come under the guidance of the sadhu says he cannot even become free from birth and death. What do you speak of attaining prem bhakti? Krishna bhakti janma mol hoi sadhu sang Krishna prema janma tena puna mukyam. But many people thinking, oh yes, I have done sadhu sangha. I have received the association of sadhu. But Sri Krishna Chariraj Goswami is saying that even when one attains prem bhakti for the lotus feet of Krishna, that sadhu sangha will remain the primary limb of bhakti. So one will never become too advanced to remain under the guidance of sadhu. Even after leaving his body and attaining Goloka Vrindavan, that there also we will be under the guidance of sadhu guru. It's not that we become independent of sadhu guru. We're just praying today that we can understand from the Guru Maharaj's lotus mouth the importance of sadhu sound. How I'm never independent of the sadhu. I have no strength separate from the sadhu. And I think then we can just understand this much, then our human life can be successful.
Thank you. So sadhu sadhnoti
sadhnoti
sadhayati sadhayati sadhan 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 sadhan. Who is the Krishna himself? But not alone, with and all other associates. So those who sadhayati, with their guidance, to have a love and affection for Krishna like them, then he is a very supreme sadhu. If anyone is not like this, but he is following this kind of sadhu very eagerly, very strongly and sincerely, or he should also be such as sadhu. And then, to serve them more than Krishna himself. Why? Why it is more than Krishna? To serve Radhika is more better than to serve Krishna. Or Rukmanjari serving more better than Radhika. Without her help in their guidance, we cannot know all these things. So, a pure sadhu is who is in the line of Rupa Goswami, practices for love and affection. So we should try to follow them. Now I recited one slok yesterday. Dekhiridam, Brajupadhyay, Idam Sharishno, Sadhanvito, Anusunya, Satabarnangitaja, Bhakti Param, Pratilabhya Kamam, Hidro Kumasu, Apihast, Atirena Sija. What is the gender meaning? You should very carefully hear. And if any doubt comes, you can ask. Like friendly, it's the Goshti. Don't fear. If you cannot understand, I'm like a friend, I'm not going to punish you. So, method, method, you can ask for it.
So Srila Gurudev has asked me to explain this verse, which is recited by Sri Sukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Kritikam Vajibhadavya Vidam to Vishnu. Anyone who, with great faith and honor, accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hears again and again from a person in the disciplic succession, particularly in the disciplic succession from Srila Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and hears repeatedly about the pastime of Vishnu with the gopis. This sounds very strange. Idam cha Vishnu. He doesn't say Idam cha Krishna. So what is this Vishnu? Vishnu means that he's everywhere. He's in the heart of everyone. So we see in Ras Lila that although Krishna is not exhibiting the opulence of Vaikuntha or Dwarka, he's not exhibiting his Bhagavata, his godhood, of expanding into many forms. He's running so quickly that just like an incense stick is one stick, but when you go very, very fast, it looks like it's everywhere at one time, like a circle. So Krishna ran so fast from one gopi to another that it seemed like he was everywhere at one time and dancing with all the gopis simultaneously. Therefore, Idam cha Vishnu. And Braja Bhadu Bhya, as the Braja Bhadu, Bhadu means young bride of Braja. Although married to others, apparently, they risk everything, name, fame, abuse from society, for unhesitatingly being with Krishna. Therefore, because they didn't have any consideration, but gave up everything for Krishna's pleasure, their pastimes with Krishna give the most benefit to others. So anyone who repeatedly, with great faith, hears from the disciplic succession from Srila Rupa Goswami about the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, beginning with Rasa Lila and others, what happens? Padam Bhakti in Param, the supreme bhakti, which means Braja bhakti, and within Braja bhakti, tat bhava ichchatmakam, becoming the maid servant of Srimati Radharani and having all of our sentiments becoming the same as her sentiments in order to be able to serve her in her loving service to Krishna. That Param Bhakti becomes established in the heart, and when that pure thing becomes situated in the heart, Kridarogam, the diseases of the heart, beginning from lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy, the lust is beginning and prominent, all those things disappear from the heart, and one becomes fully established in Braja Bhakti.
Thank you. This shloka has been taken from Rasa Leela. Perhaps all the devotees hearing from so many years, you know the meaning of Rasa. But you have no
realization.
No realization or no line of thought about it. But is Ras, our world is there, dancing with so many bodies, Krishna. So this is Ras. But really, Viraj or Sukadeva Goswami, only he has told in very, very thin slopes. This rash was so long that Brahma one day four crores and 32 lakh years. It was long. And so they were coming or some very few words before. And this rasa is like transcendental. Our mind and heart and intelligence is worldly. We cannot. But if mercifully that pastime comes in our heart, like Krishna sometimes comes, mercifully, without any reason, it means. Only by the mercy of Krishna and the associates, this will not happen. Highest pastime. How it may come? Only by the mercy of Krishna. But Krishna mercy will also wait for,
depend on
the mercy of the Buddha. Otherwise, it will not come. If it is so, only by mercy, we can have ease. Yamayesa eva devute nāyamātmā prabhacanyegana namedhaya nā bhaunāt sutena. By hearing so much, by the kasrat of
exercise of
intelligence, we cannot have. When Krishna mercifully will select us that he is my Kripa Patra.
Object of mercy.
Object of mercy. Then we can have. Otherwise not. Then what should we do? If it is Kripa Siddha, then we should wait doing nothing? No. We should go on practicing that Krishna should be merciful to us. Dinata will come.
Humility.
As bhakti goes up, dinata, real dinata comes. Always comes. If there is no dinata, then no prayer. No love, pure anger. So, seeing your dinata and utkantha, Krishna is bound to disobedience. So we should go on doing, but we should know that by doing so, by practice of Krishna, merit, this is mercy.
but it's not. There is only way that seeing Krishna, when he will see Dasva Parikshamam Krishna, Kripya Ashti Svatabhadana. It's obvious it's not obvious. So much going level and stretching and waiting like faces, somewhat sad and somewhat weeping. And then Krishna himself is appointed by this. So in this way. So by hearing this, anything will have come, this thing. We should try to go from beginning. Beginning means Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, for hearing all Ras Lila, five adhyayas, chapters. Six of there are so many kinds of persons here. There are some doubts. Being Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he came especially to this world to establish
dharma.
Why he did so? He played with all the gopis. He told that you should give up your cross and come folded head. Why he did? Why he called all the gopis and he was dancing? Why he was doing? And in that, kissing each other, dancing each other, why he did? So it is not like the dharma. The Krishna came especially for establishing religion. And why he did so? And he asked, he had no doubt. He knew this from beginning because he was playing in the laps of Krishna, always hearing from Narada and all others. And he knows that Sukadeva Goswami, high class of devotee, and he always is situated, established in dharma. He cannot tell anything, especially at this, my death time, he will not tell. So he was very much
right.
It was right, but for others, there were some karmis, there were some
jnanis,
and there were something
Satkari.
Like us. Not for Nargarishi, not for Vyas, not for Parasa, not like others. Only there were some karmis and jnanis. They were not a bhakta, pure bhakta. For them he arrived this way. And he wanted that he should solve himself, Sukadeva Goswami. So he told, dharma vyatikramo drishta isvaranancha sahasam ye yasam na dosaya banne sarvabhujo yatha. In general he told, for common, he told. Oh, we see fire, and fire can burn the stores, and so many bad things. It can burn the bodies of dead persons, but even he is pure. So those who are so crazy man, so powerful, for them, no dosh, no
fault.
Like Shankar, he is Tejiyan. He can be naked and he can cover his wife. And being himself naked, he can tell, oh, you can see. For him it is. Because Shankar, when this whole ocean was
gone,
and very powerful, Kalkut Maha,
poison
came, whole world was dying, Then Vishnu called him, "Oh Shankara, you should come." And he came. What to do? All our time you should do something. And he took all poison and kept where?
Throat.
Why? Not in heart?
Inside is Krishna, that is.
Because Krishna was there. So kept it here. And here it became like burnt.
Blue.
Blue.
Why is blue? So he is powerful. He can digest this poison also. But if anyone do like him, he is not powerful as Shankar, and he takes a little poison, a serpent, a snake poison, even he will die. That is his telling. Nachat samachare tu jatu manasapihi aneswara dinashat acharan avdhyata jatharudro abhyudam. The meaning what I told you. If a man is not Shankar, not powerful like Shankar, and he takes any
poison,
he will die. So you should not do like this. What is the meaning? Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, anyone should not follow Krishna.
Imitate
Krishna. From your mind even, you should not dance with naked ladies and doing like Krishna. By kissing them, by 100,000 of women, or very little girls, small girls, and with them. Even by mind you should not do. Otherwise you will go down. For
uncomfortable.
You'll lose your everything. You'll die. So he is prohibiting that from mind we should not imitate Krishna. What to tell so many? Oh, even alone, lady, and if not lady, the idol,
prophet,
if it is of if any lady, and naked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what tell? Don't see. So he is telling, if any foolish person, not knowing all these things, even that one lady, he is doing like this, what Krishna did, he will go to hell forever. His soul will also be completely, thoroughly
destroyed.
So you should not fall. Anyone. Here, Sukadeva Goswami has told, don't do like Krishna did. Krishna played with so many, so you should not play. What to tell this, with this body, even by mind, you should not be like this. No? Oh, this Sunacharvati Thakur is telling. Oh, Krishna has done wrath, and he is our Supreme Master. Jagjad Acharati. Because Krishna is superior.
General man will follow.
Then
general man will follow his example.
He should follow. Then he is telling, if any person, high person, is doing something, he should try to do like that. We should follow. Krishna has told this. This is love. Jajjad ācarati sreshta sattva eva itaro jana. What meaning?
Whatever a great man does, common men will follow in his footsteps. And whatever actions he performs, the whole world will do.
So, Krishna is wisest person and
greatest person.
So we should follow him. Then he tell me. What tell me? Oh, you should not follow. Like that, samācarīta jātu manasa pihi anitta. Oh, you should try to be like Krishna and then to follow him. First you should jump in the ocean of poison.
In Kaliyadha Krishna jump.
Jump and play with Kali. And if you are powerful to control Kaliya and not dying with poison, taking so much in mouth, then you can't do that. Secondly, you should take fire because Krishna has taken two times fire. So much deep fire. Uncontrolled fire, first fire. And it goes, oh, very easy. So you should do fire.
Govardhan dharan kiya.
And Govardhan, you should take Govardhan. So long, 1,000 miles of long,
high.
And 14 miles?
Wide.
You should take. Oh, not you cannot do. You can take a Govardhan sila of 1,000 months. We will keep it on your head. First carry it and then. So, if you are like him, you can do. No. But first you should do, otherwise you will be finished forever. Like Rudra can take poison, others cannot. Don't do like this. Here he told that you should not do like Krishna. Nothing else. Don't do. Even by mind. And then he said, Ishwaranam vaja saptam tathaiva acharitam patit tesham yatva vacho yuktam buddhimanam tat samacharam. He is telling very important thing. Ishwaranam vaja saptam, the speech of instructions of Ishwaranam, like Brahma, like Shankar, like others, like Anabhisari, Shrodhisari, because all are Ishwar. Even Shankar and Brahma are also like Ishwar. They are all telling, what they are telling, all speaking is
true
to
extent.
But Tathaiva Acharitam Kati. But their acharan,
behavior
is not always like this. Kvati. Tesham jata svabhacho yuktam buddhimanam tat acharan. Though his activity, to whom by his teaching he has supported with his own, oh, buddhiman, intelligent person, when we follow this, not all. What I told?
Same question to me.
In this verse, it's described.
The statements of the Lord's empowered servants are always true, and the acts they perform are exemplary when consistent with those statements. Therefore, one who is intelligent should carry out their instructions.
Yes. And they can follow that you should do like me. According to their instruction, their behavior is there. Then you can study. Oh. You can explain more.
In this verse, it is stated that those who are very powerful controllers, such as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and his delegated representatives such as Brahmaji and Shiva, they are very, very powerful. So they are called Ishwara, they are controllers. And when they speak, then their words, their instructions, they are always true to the fullest extent. Yet, their activities, their behavior should not always be followed. But rather, one should follow those activities which they perform, which are consistent with the words that they speak. This is the behavior of an intelligent person.
Now, other spheres of that group. One, Satyabhakti, the son of Asatthu, Dora, Asatthama. No? He killed all the sons of Draupadi, five sons. His brother hit him and lacked soldiers. He came in night and he cut off. And then he began to run away. That Arjun may come. And Arjun, Draupadi all returned to their camp and they saw that all so much blood. And all the sons of Draupadi had been. And then, he thought that he must kill Aswatthama. And Draupadi was so much weak. He told also that he must be killed who has killed my son. So Arjun followed. And anyhow, quickly he
caught him.
And brought him in front of Maharaj Yudhishthira, where Draupadi was beaten. Bhim was also there. So Krishna told that these are types to be killed.
Terrorists
means other types. These should be killed. Don't be merciful to her. Advance should be killed. But Arjun was waiting. Why waiting? Something was given. All past Draupadi. What we should do? Then she told him, I am waiting for my children, and if he will be killed, his mother will also. We?
And my son will not come there. We will not kill the Siddhartha Nagar Buddha.
And by killing, my children will not return. And also, Siddhi, the mother of that Asatthama will be so bitterly. So, please, give up. And this is all. But Arjun has done, and Krishna has done from it, that this should be killed. Then Krishna starts to ask Krishna, Arjun. And he was reading the face of Krishna. Why you are making late? You should at once
kill him.
In Shastra it has been told and Krishna has told. Brahman should not kill. So Arjun thought, what is the meaning of Krishna? This instruction. He followed. And by the permission of Krishna, he insulted that Brahmin.
Mani Vatsinam Apamano Mritya Tulla.
If any man is doing some apaman to anyone, he
insulted him.
So he insulted. How? He took, there was a
jewel.
Jewel here. And he took the jewel and cut out. And insulted. Oh, that gun. Insulted. And this was like this. Then Krishna was happy, Arjun became happy and Draupadi was happy. He was given punishment. If another person was there, then his feet had been killed. But not this one. Why Krishna did so? I am Arjun. All these things were done by Kaal, that is Sankar himself. He is the
divinity
of destruction. So at that night, himself, Shankar came in him and he did all this. So he was not
guilty.
Anyhow, so all these things, orders should not be carried. Oh, we should think and decide. Kusala acharita sten naishamiha swatpuna vidyate viparjena vānato nirahankaram vina prabho kimut akhilatma sattvānam tiryan vatta divaukasam ishitamasya ishitabhyanam kusala kusala dvaya yutadvirdhine.
My dear Prabhu, when these great persons who are free from false ego act piously in this world, they have no selfish motives to fulfill. And even when they act in apparent contradiction to the laws of piety, they are not subject to sinful reactions. How then could the Lord of all created beings, animals, men, and demigods, have any connection with the piety and impiety that affect his subject creatures?
Okay, the supper.
Even an ordinary person, if he acts piously, he doesn't have any selfish motives, even a great person in this world, and if he does something apparently contradicting the law of piety, there's really some good reason behind it, and he's not doing anything bad. So if this is true in the mundane sense with great personalities of this world, then what to speak of the Supreme Lord, who is the creator of all creatures? How can he come under our laws of what is good and what is bad, our conception?
Gopinam tatpatinam ca sarvesham eva dehinam jo antascharati so adhyaksha kirane neha deha bha.
He who lives as the overseeing witness within the gopis and their husbands, and indeed within all embodied living beings, assumes forms in this world to enjoy transcendental pastimes.
Gopinam tatpatinam yasarvesham eva dehinam. This samachar that we have to explain. Krishna is Paramatma. He is everywhere. Krishna. Everywhere. There is nothing where Krishna is not there. Even in atom, Krishna is there. We cannot hide anything from him. If there is no existence, or that thing cannot be there. What?
There is no existence of Krishna, no existence of this world.
So, this body, in all atoms of this body, Krishna is there. Is there anything to hide from Krishna?
Not possible.
We can hide ourselves by our garment, from our sight, eyes, but from Krishna's sight, can we hide? Krishna is there also, everywhere in the body. You know the history of Draupadi. To satisfy Duryodhana, Dushasana was taking the cloth of
Draupadi.
He has power of
10,000 elephants.
Very long. And he was fortunately taken. Then what happened? Draupadi has this belt here. Anyhow, I can. He said, when Krishna was not coming, he was restless in Dwarka. He wanted to come to set Draupadi, but not coming. Why? Oh, he has engaged his some power. By speech, he has kept his
claw.
Why he not giving? But he was not giving. But when he saw that I cannot take him, then he gave up his claw, two hands like this,
raising,
oh, Govinda, Rākṣitāṁ Abhidhu Jīvanāṁ. At last, absolutely. And he closed his eyes. That is the meaning. I surrender totally to you. I cannot save myself. And what became? At once, Krishna came. And he became cloth. The cloth, garment she had before, or it was taken off. And that cloth, Krishna became cloth of coming. Coming, coming, coming. And he was endless. So many hours he did.
Became so tired.
And he became tired.
He became painful.
And he was saying to Duryodhana, what should I do? Really, that cloth, what was that cloth?
Krishna.
So he becoming a cloth, Krishna, he covered his
shame.
But for Krishna, was he looking that body or not?
Yes, it is.
Covered by Krishna. So we should know that Krishna is outwardly everywhere. So he is telling, so Krishna is antarjami, everywhere, in all atoms. We cannot hide anything from Krishna. So Krishna is also in the heart and everything, in everywhere, in their husband. Oh, he is not only in their husband, everywhere, all in
all beings.
All beings, living beings. So if it is Krishna seen looking from outside or inside, but what? Understand what I told?